Tennessee's running back room is another unit that's been able to reload since last season, despite losing two of its top producers in Jalen Wright and Jabari Small to the NFL. Now, Dylan Sampson, he continues to be a staple in that room, but second-year running back DeShawn Bishop is making quite a name for himself. How his note-taking and old-school mentality could lead to quality playing time. I'm Paige Dower. This is The Field Pass. To start the season, it could be a real possibility that DeShawn Bishop sees reps as that second or third running back in that group. And the main reason why he might see substantial or at least quality playing time this season is because of his dedication in the film room, really understanding the concepts and understanding the offense. And a lot of that came about this time last year when he went down with that season-ending injury in one of Tennessee's scrimmages. From there, his time in the film room really took off because he wasn't able to get reps on the field. Despite being that workhorse for Carnes his entire high school career, that was the first time he went down with any real significant injury. And of course, that one being a season-ending injury. So while he's not getting the physical reps on the field, he went and got mental reps in the film study, something even first year's head coach Jarrell Sims noticed, that he's always having a notebook in hand. He's always asking good questions. He's the first to arrive and the last to leave. That mentality, that work ethic started, as DeShawn Bishop will tell you, his growth and maturity. He realized that to see the field and to see positive production on the field, he needed more time in the film room.
That's just like the small stuff, like, that I wasn't doing in high school that now, like, I'm doing, and, like, you understand the game more. And I feel like that's what's helped me evolve my game, because that stuff really matters, and, like, you can't ever take that for granted, because it shows on the field. Like, if you're studying hard and you know all your plays and stuff and, like, know what pass protection you got to pick up and stuff like that, know what routes you got to run. So, yeah, I feel like that's all helped me.
And lucky enough, we saw a lot of that maturity transpire in the way that DeShawn Bishop held himself during the press conference, and the way that he was able to describe, you know, all of the things he's done to be this mature player today.
I basically had like a little wake-up call, you know. It's either do or don't, you know. And I look at it as like, I don't want to be where I was. Like, I think getting hurt realized, like, that I need football, and, like, this is what I love to do, and I'm not going to waste my opportunity, so I'm going to make the most of it.
But he's also always been a confident player. He's also always backed that up on the field, especially during his time at Carnes, in case you didn't remember.
My high school days, you know, I took a lot of carries in high school, if y'all didn't know. So that's just the mentality I bring on the field. You know, I don't let a lot of stuff bother me and just play my game, and my game flows as I get my groove.
Carrying the ball a lot still seems like an understatement when you're talking to DeShawn Bishop, because, again, if you didn't know, in his high school career, he had more than 8,300 rushing yards, 102 touchdowns, which ranks second and third all-time in Tennessee high school football history. This work ethic and how he attacks practice has some saying he's an old-school type of player.
He's kind of your throwback football player from a mentality standpoint. Like, he doesn't get flustered. You know, he does a really good job. He has his routine in terms of his body maintenance. He does a really good job when he comes out here and attack. He's very, very hard on himself. So if he makes a mistake, like, he's frustrated with himself. But it doesn't affect him on the next play. And then when he get in there, he does a really good job running behind his pads. He's quick, you know what I'm saying, in between the tackles. He got really good short area quickness. His acceleration is good. You know, he has good hands out of the backfield. He knows the things that he needs to fine-tune and kind of work on. But, like, for me, in terms of what I look at with him, I see him as a, you know, old-school throwback player.
Sims also recruited Bishop while at a previous stop, so Sims is quite aware of the production that Bishop could possibly give this team.
Just his practice habits and his meeting habits, you know, that when he goes into, you know, whether it's scrimmages or practice situations, that everybody trusts him because he knows what to do, and then he goes in there and operates at a high level. So that's kind of gaining the trust of the coaches and also of his teammates as well.
And when it comes to Dylan Sampson, he's always kind of operated as one of the veterans in the room, whether it was his freshman year or now entering his junior season. And it's a role that he's continued to grow and develop as his time has gone on here at Tennessee. But being able to be one of the coaches in the group, help develop the younger group, is something that we're really seeing transpire here inside his junior campaign. And it's something that Coach Jarrell Sims is highly complimentary of when it comes to Dylan Sampson.
Coaching up the guys, you know, he's sitting up there taking mental reps. When he's sitting up there on the sideline, when he's taking his reps, when he's not in on that drive, he's doing a really good job of seeing and envisioning what's getting ready to happen. And then if he sees something from the younger guys that's in there, he's the first one to go attacking and coach them up and kind of giving them some pointers on, hey, if, you know, this presents itself again, here's some things that you can do to kind of help yourself out. So he's been a really, really good leader.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, the guy can roll. The guy's intentional. The guy's ready. He prepared for it. So he's willing to work. The whole running back room's behind him. I'm behind him, so I can't wait to see what he can do this year.
Simpson's also been held back a little bit at practice, as Sims detailed during his press conference today. And you'll notice that while you're at practice, whether he's in a brace or he's walking around, he's not always as active as the other running backs are in the group. And that's a precaution that the coaching staff has taken with Dylan Sampson. And while, you know, he might feel he's limited or he's not able to get out and attack practice as much as he wants to, Darrell Sims says he always reassures Dylan Sampson that they have confidence in him. He's continuing to develop, but what they want to focus on is making sure that they're sharpening his toolbox that he has right now.
We understand what you can do. Let's make sure we're sharpening your tools in the toolbox. But he is. He's always ready to go in every situation. He wants to take all the reps, so that's when we just have to manage him.
A season ago, Sampson was known for his explosiveness and quickness. Two aspects of his game that he's continued to develop this season, despite even putting on some good weight.
And then he does a really good job on second effort, you know, not allowing one guy to bring him down, exploding for plus two pass contact, which we talk about all the time. So the extra weight gains that he's put on in a good way has helped him tremendously, and it hasn't made him lose one step of speed or quickness that he has, so that's been good.
In his sophomore campaign, he played 12 games with one start at running back, ranked second on the team in rushing, carried 106 times for 604 yards, and a team-high 7 touchdowns. He averaged 5.7 yards per carry, and that ranked him second on the team and 8th in the SEC. Khalif Akif also spoke with the media earlier today, and a couple of things that stuck out to me when he was talking is that he's a guy that has a ton of confidence and has also spent a ton of time in the film room, which is kind of a theme I'm noticing, whether in the linebacker room, the DB room, or now even here in the running back room, is the team is taking a lot of pride in their film study, because as Deshaun Bishop said earlier, it becomes apparently obvious who's spending the most time in the film room once you get out onto the field. But he says that the two areas that he's improved in the most is his short area quickness and playing with better pad level. So another unit that should see similar production from a year ago is this running back room, even more so when you consider Peyton Lewis and Cam Seldon should be back in the mix throughout the season once they're back at full strength. And tomorrow, Tennessee has their second scrimmage of preseason fall camp. There we'll hear from Coach Josh Heupel and how the team performed in their second scrimmage inside Neyland Stadium here during preseason fall camp. That's all I've got for you today. Thank you so much for watching. Please like and subscribe to continue supporting us here at Full Disclosure. I also have a Practice 11 highlight reel put up from practice today, so definitely take a look at that, or even check out Holly Werlich's interview with Jimmy Himes and how Pat Summitt played a huge role and influence on her during her playing time and what led her to Tennessee to be one of the Lady Vols' former head basketball coaches. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.